Me to stay, I could think of a million reasons why I would, but there's no silver lining, there's no perfect timing, there's just me. If I could convince you that our love's not in vain, I'd put those words to a verse, then sing the refrain. But there's no band behind me, there's no song inside me, there's just me. She says that love is the answer, but he can't love you the way that I do. And I won't wait for your heart to break in two. It was beyond my control. I gave up, let you down, won't be fine on my own. Well, I guess love's not in season, with no rhyme, no reason, I let go. She says that love is the answer, but he can't love you the way that I do. And I won't wait for your heart to break in. She says that love is the answer, but he can't love you the way that I do. And I won't wait for your heart to break. I won't wait for your heart to break. I won't wait for your heart to break in two.
What's going on, everybody? Column West and Mom West. Say hi, Mom West.
Hi.
Hi. So, look, y'all are sick of hearing me do things for the Pop Culture Podcast. I am super stoked on BCP 200. Congratulations to BCP on already hitting your goal for feeding America. Let's double that. Let's triple that. Let's go hard. So, you know what? I do too much. The men's and women's Royal Rumbles are coming up soon. So's the Super Bowl. So I gave Mama West here a list of the men in the men's Royal Rumble, the women in the women's Royal Rumble, and she's going to tell you who's going to win. So Mama West, who's winning the men's Royal Rumble?
Daniel Bryan.
You got Daniel Bryan? Is that just the easiest one to pronounce on the list, or are you really just picking Daniel Bryan? See, you don't have to know anything about wrestling to make a good Royal Rumble pick. What about the Women's Royal Rumble? Who you got?
Bailey.
See, you don't need to know anything about wrestling to make two good Royal Rumble picks. It's like the NCAA tournament. All right, Bucks or Chiefs? Who you got in the Super Bowl?
Bucks.
She's a Tom Brady girl. What can I say? So there you have it. Mama West has Daniel Bryan, Bailey, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Did I have any of those three picks? Doesn't matter. She's smarter than me. Love y'all.
Hi, this is Riley Shepherd, the Gladiator of the Geeks, and I just wanted to extend a huge congratulations to my awkward squirrel friends over at Bob Culture Podcast for their 200th podcast episode. And Bob Culture Podcast is always giving back to the wrestling community and the community at large. And this time it's no different. They're streaming for fundraising for Feeding America. And Bob Culture Podcast, we are not worthy. Thank you for all you do.
Hey, Bob. Congratulations on your 200th episode, and for all your fans that didn't watch my episode, I am the Dark Horse Johnny Moran, and I know you asked me for my Super Bowl pick, and I do like the team at Washington, and they didn't make it this year, so I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and that goat of a quarterback they have, Tom Brady. And then you had two more questions. The men and women's Rumble winners. I'm going to go with the men. I'm going to say Edge. And then the women, Shayna Baszler. And you have a great 200th episode.
Yeah, buddy, it's D-Bunny here, and I know I have a hearing problem, but I heard somewhere that Bob Colter's podcast is reaching its 200th episode. Way to go, guys. I just want to say I had a blast being on your podcast. I appreciate sharing my story, being hard of hearing, and I love hearing other people's stories as well. And not only do you connect with people through your podcast, you are always doing things to help your community. Keep it going, and let's get another 200.
What's going on, guys? My name is Ryan Peterson, and I'm a ring announcer for numerous wrestling promotions on the East Coast, including WrestlePro, Creator Pro, Invictus Pro Wrestling, and Titan Championship Wrestling. So, there's a couple of big events here this week and next week. Oh, yeah, the first one's the Royal Rumble. How could I forget? Who do I have to win? For the women's side, I got Bianca Belair, because she's been on fire as of late. And on the men's side, I got three choices. I got either Daniel Bryan, Big E, or Cesaro. And then apparently there's another event that's happening next week. I'm drawing a blank. It involves a ball and a... Duh! How could I forget? Super Bowl 55. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes versus Brady. Who do I got? This one's a tough one, but you know what? I want back-to-back champs, so I'm going to go with Mahomes and the Chiefs to win it all. Congratulations to everyone at the Bob Culture Podcast for making it to 200 podcasts. And this one being an extra special one because all of you are raising money for Feeding America. Very proud of you for doing that. Congratulations on a major milestone. And here's to 200 more.
Congratulations, Bob Culture Podcast, on 200 episodes. This is your pals, Kyle Masters and Tiffany, the queen of the indies here from the All Elite Podcast and the No Holds Barred Network, congratulating you on 200 episodes. What an achievement. Thank you. Look, Tiffany's got the crown. It's crazy you've reached 200 episodes. Myself and Tiff got to be part of some of those episodes. It was so much fun. And, hopefully you go on to bigger and better things. We're so grateful to have you as friends and family in the podcasting community, and you mean a lot to us, so congratulations to you.
Yes, it's been an amazing road, and like you said, like we've all achieved like a family here. It's been amazing. Rob is still not the king of the indies. I'm sorry. Ooh. Maybe eventually
the
one
queen
day.
Has so, spoken.
The queen has spoken. Maybe when you get to 300, we'll talk. I don't know.
Get those episodes pumping out there.
Keep working, keep pushing through. I'm still waiting for more donuts because, like, between all the cookies that I've brought over to you guys, like, I need more donuts. So, and then you have to send some to Kyle in Canada. Yeah, come on. Totally fair.
Give me some of those maple syrup donuts that us Canadians love, eh? But seriously, congratulations on 200 episodes and congratulations to 200, 300, 400, 500 more of the Bob Culture Podcast. Take it easy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to BCP 200 for Feeding America. Thank you guys so much for joining us for this great stream. Of course, I'm joined by this best-smelling human on the planet, the goodest brother, the goodest roommate, my brother, Mr. Chris Nunez. What's up, bro? How are you?
What's going on? BCP 200. I can't believe we're here already.
It's super exciting. And guys, you know, right off the bat, please, please donate to Feeding America. We felt this was a great cause after 2020, now in 2021. To donate to. We want to kind of help as many people as we can. And we've already reached our goal going into the show, which is just like a great feeling. But please keep that going. Let's double it. Let's triple it. We have some great giveaways that we'll talk about later. And the donation link is obviously in the description. So guys, please, please check that out. And just right off the bat, just a big thank you to everyone who has been a part of the BCP over the past years, especially 2020, which was very, very difficult for a lot of people for a lot of reasons. I know my 2019 ended very abruptly, and you know, sometimes you get blindsided by things in life, something you know about, Nunez for sure. And it's crazy to me that we're sitting in this room and the podcast has become more of an audio or more than an audio show and become a video thing and a YouTube thing. And we've had so many opportunities. And I want to thank you, good brother, for the late night conversations, for being the goodest roomie and for always being there, man. I appreciate it.
Of course, man. Anytime, man. Thank you for the opportunity. Just you've built something positive, and that's what people need right now.
Yeah, yeah. We've built something, man. And it goes both ways, man. But thank you to everyone. I'm going to try not to list names and names and names, but I just want to thank every promoter, every wrestler, every band that's contributed to the BCP, or let us be part of the community. Let me play my drums. Let us host a pre-show. Let us record drums for entrance music, whatever it is. Do commentary, which is just a dream come true that I never know that I wanted, but it's really great. So just thank you, everyone. Just very sincerely, thank you so much, guys. Donate to the cause. And without further ado, let's take a look back at some of our favorite moments from BCP 2020. For me, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups all day.
Yeah, it's the same with me.
I was saying, you know the deal, man.
Okay. No, I have a question for you guys. This is very serious. So, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, right? They exist. And then there's the candy-coated smaller things that they make. And I want you to say the name of this candy.
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Yes. Okay.
God.
Yeah, okay, we didn't say the Reese's Pieces. Is that what you're saying? Stone Cold ET says?
Oh, Reese's Pieces, huh?
Reese's Pieces doesn't make sense. Pieces isn't a word. Anyway, that's my husband.
That's some important stuff. I feel very strongly about this. I'm glad that we're all on the same page.
I would have hung up if you guys said Reese's.
Can't blame it.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
You're doing the Lord's work, Eric. You just won the Cruiserweight crown. Where are you going?
I'm going to Disney World!
Like, a guy like John Cena does not have as much natural athletic ability as Randy Orton. But that guy broke his ass to be the guy. Randy Orton put that shit in cruise control until he wanted to do it. And when he wanted to do it, you know what happens? Oh, shit, look how good Randy Orton is. When he doesn't want to do it, boo-boo face, don't want to be here, who gives a shit? Look at the Bray Wyatt match from WrestleMania. Garbage. If he cared for a second, that match would have been so much better. He's basically just like an RKO, a pop. Good night, everybody. Here's hot pictures of my wife on Instagram. Some of my millions of dollars.
Always a pleasure to work with you. You are top of the line class, and I would not give this much time to anyone else but you, bro.
That's my guy right there. Always a pleasure, bro. And please welcome back to the show after, I mean, what was a masterpiece of a show, a stellar Black Friday season finale for Synergy. He is the man who puts the sin in Synergy. Please welcome back to the show, the head honcho, Mr. Colin West. What's up, bro? How are you?
I put the G in Synergy. That's not true.
Yes,
that's
honey.
Not true at all. Lord God.
Now to see who.
Oh, real quick.
Year.
Hold on. Before we go, shout out real quick. Okay, real quick to my guys over at the Bob Culture Podcast. Those guys are my dudes right there. Tasha, you need to get an interview with those guys. Those are my homies right there. Love those guys. I appreciate those guys for all they do for me. I got to reschedule an interview with them actually. For during this quarantine. But yeah, shout out to those guys. Those are my guys right there. So.
Well, see, as soon as you get your interview, then I'll get my interview.
Sounds like a plan.
Is that a good deal? That sounds like a plan. Can you stop eating the damn taco?
I'm homeboy.
Yeah.
lot of momentum very, very early. Does that kind of change your mindset at all? Like, where's your head at when it comes to her riding her wave of momentum right now?
I think, you know, it's kind of like a double-edged sword in her case. Yeah, she has a lot of momentum. She's new, exciting, cool. Everyone likes the new girl. You know, that's always how it works. But it could be going into her head. And I think she might, you know, not be preparing herself in the way she needs to be. I see it happen a lot. People get a lot of false confidence very fast. And, you know, that's a big mistake. And, you know, if she has it, I'm definitely going to take advantage of it.
That's true.
I got too many names, man. Like, it's too many names. I'm good.
So my question is here. You'll introduce me later. You have your list of husbands, which we know about. You have your list of wives, which I saw on Twitter today. But I heard through the Twitter sphere you have a list of podcasters. Who's number one on that list?
We made it official the other day. So Rob is the number one husband for the podcaster.
I'm not worthy
because he's a swarthy drummer. He's such ladies. He is constantly posting those thirst traps on Instagram. With those longing, those doughy eyes. He's wearing the tank tops, a little bit of the chest he's showing. Ladies, he's out of the lighthouse in Maine. He's in the Bob Cave now. All I'm saying is, as they would have said 20 years ago, holler at your boy, because he's out there.
No, he,
so Rob,
he is,
why don't you introduce me?
He is a broken Rob Hardy. I think you're incorrect, but I do appreciate the plug right there. And, of course, that other handsome boy.
And actually, on commentary, it might have been said already to you, but we also had Rob from the Bob Culture podcast on commentary for your match specifically.
I love Rob, and I'm still trying to figure out why he hasn't asked me out on a date yet.
Oh.
Rob, relax.
Rob, if you're listening, you heard that.
What about the next big thing, the runner-up, the Zoopster?
No.
Oh, something I wanted to ask you that should have been the first question out of the gate. I wanted to ask you, I believe you make like a cheesecake cookie brownie something that you posted on Instagram. Are you like a big baker? And tell me about that specific dessert, because that looks amazing.
So we love food in this house. Like, we really do. Everything. I love to cook. I'm not the greatest baker, but what I do make is really good. I stay in my wheelhouse. That's important. Even in wrestling, like, there are certain things, like, you don't want to watch me grapple for 10 minutes, right? Like, it's just not my wheelhouse. And sure, it's okay, but, like, top rope is better. So baking, I stay in my wheelhouse. The chocolate chip cheesecake is simple to make, believe it or not, but it's chocolate chip cookie, cheesecake in the middle, and then chocolate chip cookie on top. And then you cut them in, like, little cheesecake bars. The other one is a brownie stuffed with, it's so good. I know, I'm like blowing myself up here. I'm like, yeah. The brownie was stuffed with Oreos and Butterfingers. And more brownie batter on top. Yeah.
And brownie batter.
Patties over here.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Retribution. What was that? What was it? It's like they get signed. So, according to the Peanut Gallery, they get signed and now they can wreak havoc. But also on commentary, like, wait a second, that's all they've been doing.
Yeah.
They then reveal themselves, and Mia Yim, who is amazing, but it has a very distinctive look because she has blue hair. You don't change her hair, and you give her a mask where you can see her whole face. You've seen her on TV for, like, the last year consistently, and you know she's Keith Lee's girlfriend. It's not, like, hiding anyone. You give them the shittiest names known to man, and then you have them fight the Hurt Business, a heel group, and then you basically have them pull off as many moves as the Young Lions do in New Japan. Like, it was punch, kick, double suplex, and Dio Madden screwed up that chokeslam. How are they a threat? How are they supposedly going to take this to Survivor Series? And nobody cares.
What a match!
Game is every match that I'm in, and the fact that I get to do this, like I get to wrestle for every person who doesn't necessarily get to do it. I get to wrestle for everybody who tried it out and it wasn't for them, but they still like watching it. I do it for every wrestler that had to stop wrestling for a reason that was out of their control. You know, like I wrestle for every person who has the dream to be a professional wrestler. This is crazy that I get to do this, that I get to be a pro wrestler. Everybody talks about like their end game and their dream, man. Every match, that's what that is for me. I'm getting to fulfill a little dream every single time that I wrestle. And I guess that's why I get so emotional about it, especially like you've seen me talking on different podcasts leading up to Black Friday and the sit down. And yeah, man, sometimes I do get choked up. Sometimes I do get emotional. And because wrestling a match isn't just going to a show and wrestling a match for me. At this point, everything leading up to my music playing is miserable. Like I drive 2 hours to get down to the Monster Factory. I'm not looking forward to that drive. I have to put all my gear on, and I'm a very accessory based type guy. So that takes a really long time, you know? And then of course I'm geared up and now I have to go to the bathroom and everything's stressing. Everything's stressed, but then my music hits and it's a reminder like why I'm here and why I get to do this and why I keep doing this.
There's also a cage match, I believe, at this one with the likes of Holodead and I believe someone that you've already beaten, Christina Marie. So would you ever want to kind of be in that position in some sort of cage if you haven't already or, you know, gimmick match along those sort of lines?
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a tiny bit disappointed when I realized I wasn't the one in the cage this time. Like, when I saw it was announced they had a steel cage, I was like, yes, this is time. I already texted Billy. I was like, I let him know. I was like, listen, if y'all have this cage later on, please put me in it because I will fight someone. My, like, big thing since I've started wrestling is I just want to go through a door. Like, I just want to break something with myself. Like, I don't want to lose this, so hopefully it wouldn't be a tables match. Hopefully it would be, like, an Extreme Rules where I can then kick out. But I just want to go through a table. That seems like so much fun.
So many great memories, dude. You know, a couple that just come to mind. And there's so many people. Forgive me if I miss anyone. When we interviewed Erica Lee, just so fantastic. That was my favorite because she was just so, so funny. Reese's Pieces. There it is. That's for you, Erica. Reese's Pieces. That's right. The moment obviously playing the drums were really cool to me. That was kind of like bucket list, not only having my drums and wrestler song, but to bring someone out to the ring. And the spotlight obviously being on that person, but I did get a share moment with Mr. Eric Corvus, who we saw also in the best of, talking about why he wrestles and what he wrestles for. So a lot of heartfelt moments, of course. We always got to bring up Casey Navarro,
our guy.
That's right, man. And check out his match on Darka versus Rey Fénix. Two faves right there. That's got to be a show still. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he's been killing it. We love seeing the success, man. Like we were saying earlier, before we started taping, like over the past year and a half or so, we've seen some of these guys that have been on the show. You know, people I'd like to call friends, really just succeed and capture their dreams. We see them every Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Monday, Friday night, whatever it is, man. It's cool. It's really cool to see.
It blows my mind. That's what I was gonna say. It's not necessarily one moment. It's just the fact that a lot of the people that we've talked to, they're succeeding. They're achieving their dreams. It's really cool to watch in real time.
Yeah. It is, man. I mean, you hit it right on the head. There's so many just like great opportunities, you know, even though like the world stopped in 2020, like it's crazy to see like the wrestling world continuing and the opportunity being there, even for us moving forward. So thankful. Again, I'm trying not to name all these names because I'd be here forever, but thank you to every promoter, every wrestler, who's given us opportunity, who's believed in us. Yes. We want to make you proud. We want to do the right thing. We want to do right by everybody and help everybody grow and get to that next level. We love seeing that. And just a couple other memories, like anytime Casey Navarro wears our shirt to the ring, you see me pop like a little kid, man. I'm instantly 10 years old again.
Or anybody that wears our shirt to the ring.
Yeah. Biggie, for sure. Yeah. And thank you guys. You know, it means a lot. Like I always say, it goes both ways. I just want to give it all back. And another big moment for me in 2020 was the story arc with our friend Casey Catal, who finally, it was awesome. Like there it is. We had to be there for that. But just like what an emotional moment. Again, we love seeing our friends succeed and make it to that next level. But just in terms of that particular moment, that was huge. And the little moment, as you guys saw, you know, what are you going to do next? We're going to Disney World. Come on. It was like one of my favorite things. And she did. Of course she did. That's right. That's what you got to do. So just so many cool moments. And thank you, everyone. Like, again, I'm trying not to like name names and go through the list, but thank you each and every person, a superstar, goddess. I'm so thankful when I got to do commentary for the goddesses, just walking in there kind of like my first day at the new job. Right.
Yeah.
And a shout out to Mimi, obviously, who came up, Poison Mimi at the time, Poison Ivy Mimi, and kind of welcomed me on behalf of the locker room, wished me good luck, and all the goddesses really were cool and welcoming. And I remember getting advice from Mr. Benjamin King and Anthony Bennett, just looking at it from, you know, a manager perspective, from a superstar perspective, and it was really, really cool. Thank you to David Adams, who obviously went to bat for me, and so many other people, Ryan Peterson, that went to bat for me. I'm starting to list names, man. Trying not to do it. But thank you.
All of these people have been just so amazing and so helpful and so gracious, and it's been wonderful to see.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. So I'll stop listing names, but you talk about people that are helpful and amazing, and especially in 2020 world, 2021 world, we got to give some love to our first responders. You know, obviously friends of the show, we have, you know, people on the show that are first responders. So shout, you know, we love you guys. Thank you for everything. You are the real superheroes. So I thought it'd be appropriate now to throw it to our good friend, Ms. Kathleen L, with her song, Superheroes in Disguise.
Hey everyone. My name is Kathleen L and I am so excited to be part of Bob's 200th episodes. Seriously, congratulations on that. That is awesome. I'm also so excited to be helping you raise money for Feeding America, such a worthy cause, especially during this pandemic. This first song that I'm going to play for you guys is called Superheroes in Disguise. It's a song that I wrote and recorded back in May of 2020, and it is a song that pays tribute and honors all of our frontline healthcare essential workers during this pandemic and for all that they have done for us and just keeping us safe. I wrote this specifically for my aunt, who was a COVID ICU nurse. I've got three other people that work in the medical field in my family. So if you are an essential worker or a healthcare worker, thank you. Thank you so much for your sacrifice. And if you know anyone, please feel free to share this song with them just by searching Kathleen L. Superheroes in Disguise on YouTube. But I hope you like this one.
Superheroes in disguise. Heavy hearts, eyes to the skies. Just by being there, you were the answer to our prayers. Took us too long to realize. Whoa, we had it all wrong, had it all wrong. For so long, for so long. We had it all wrong, had it all wrong. The going got tough, and you were the one who marched on. No one out on the front line, risking your own lives. You marched on. While we were inside, on you we relied. Held the hands of those alone while out there fighting the unknown. You marched on, no one. The going got tough, and you were the one who marched on. No one, no. Battle scars, indented lines, black and blue out and inside. Surrounded by fear, it was you who persevered. Took us too long to realize. Oh, whoa, we had it all wrong, had it all wrong. For so long, for so long. We had it all wrong, had it all wrong. You were the one who marched on, the one out on the front line, risking your own lives. You marched on, while we were inside, on you we relied. Held the hands of those alone while out there fighting the unknown. You marched on, the one. The going got tough, and you were the one who marched on, the one. No.
All right, guys, that was Superheroes in Disguise by our good friend, Miss Kathleen L. Make sure you guys follow her on social. She has some great stuff right now. She did a lot of lives during the pandemic, well, during the quarantine part of the pandemic, and she's been killing it like every single night. So please go support her. Thank you, Kathleen, for doing this. And everyone, like we keep saying throughout the show, please donate to Feeding America. You can find our links in the description. We've already reached our goal before airing the show, which is just amazing, of $500. So let's try to double that. Let's just keep it going. This is great. It warms my heart. Thank you to everyone who's been a part of this. Thank you to the musicians. Thank you to everyone who donated. Thank you to people who donated for the giveaways. We have great superstar autographs. We have books. We have gift cards. We have so many good things to give away. So make sure you donate at a chance to win some great prizes. But right now, it's my favorite time of year to be joined by some of my favorite gentlemen in the universe as we talk about the 2021 Superb Bowl, as we talk about every year. And please welcome back to the show. You know him from the Q104.3 Jim Kerr Rock and Roll Morning Show. He is the executive producer. He is the man, the myth, the legend. He is a brand new dad. Round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Proud of you, brother. Please welcome back Mr. Trevor Martin, man. So thank happy you, for thank you, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'm so happy to be doing this. I know if you listen to past episodes, fantasy football didn't go so well for me with my predictions, so I'm so happy that you had me back.
It's been a weird year, man, but again, so happy for you, man. How's dad life treating you?
It is unbelievable. I can't be more happy. I'm overwhelmed. You can, and I'll say this to anybody, you can prepare like physically, like, okay, you got the crib and you got the stuff like that. You can even prepare mentally, like, okay, you're going to be a father or you're going to be a parent, but nothing prepares you, nothing emotionally prepares you for this. Because now you're just like, you got to come home from the hospital and you just sit there and you're like, okay, what do I do now? I guess I raise it. So,
such a Trevor thing to say.
Because you know what? In the hospital, man, everyone comes and checks on you every 15 minutes and you feel safe. You feel like you got a support system. And then you get home and you're like, oh no.
Yeah, you're in.
Now I got to do it.
You're gonna do great, man. Once I see him in that Giants onesie, I'll be super stoked, man. So I'm happy. Dude,
no worries, Dad. He has no idea Dad works for the Jets yet, but he saw the blue basement. So
love it. That's what it's all about, man. Very happy for you, man. And you know, continued success moving forward with your job and being a dad. So happy for you. And please welcome back to the show. He is a multiple time Shore Fantasy Football League champion, the man, the myth, the legend, and of course, a first ballot BCP Hall of Famer. Since day one-ish, Mr. Tim Urich. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on? I'm so excited to be on here talking one of my favorite things in the world, and that is football and the superb bowl. The big game coming up very, very, very soon. I think congratulations are in order all the way around. Congratulations, Trevor, on the little one, and Bob, man, congratulations on BCP 200.
Thank you.
And I mean, listen, you guys crushing life in general. So awesome, awesome, awesome. Congrats.
Yeah, I love it. Congrats all around. Good vibes. You know, I wish we could all be in the same room. But obviously, the way 2021 has started has been very tricky. But we're going to keep it going onwards and upwards, like we always say here on the BCP. And let's get right into it, gents. You know, we have the Chiefs taking on the Bucks. Brady versus Mahomes. You know, in my eyes, I thought the great matchup would be the battle of the State Farm sponsors there. You got Rodgers taking on Mahomes. Yeah, discount double check. But so this wasn't like a huge surprise to me. I would have loved to see Green Bay in the mix. I think a lot of people would. But just right out of the gate, I think this is a battle of the quarterbacks. If you look at it, you know, if I see an MVP coming out of this game, you know, I mean, there's some great defensive players. I don't see it being a running back necessarily or a wide receiver. I think the MVP in this game, depending on who the winner is either going to Mahomes or Brady. Do you guys see this as a battle of the quarterbacks? I'll throw it to you first, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're building it up as, right? So Brady, you know, I don't want to say he's going out to pasture because the guy keeps impressing. And has proven that he's not a system quarterback unless he just went from a really good system to another really good system. So, I mean, you got Brady on one side, you got Mahomes on the other side, and Mahomes is flashy, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a really good matchup between them. And you know, it might be cliche, but I think whoever doesn't turn the ball over more is going to find more success on superb Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, interesting. So you think, you know, obviously it's going to come down to turnovers, which it often does. You have two top tier quarterbacks. So, man, that's a great way to look at it. Trevor, your thoughts on the quarterback matchup?
If there was any doubt that Tom Brady was going to be here, even going to that Green Bay game, I'll let you know, I put my money on the Bucks, and that cashed out for me. Wow. You can't sleep on TB12, man. It's just how do I put this without sounding crazy? I was talking to Harry Carson this week, and I said to him, I said, you know, our boss is really annoyed. He's a lifelong Jets fan, and that's where I think this all comes from, because he went on a tirade about how Tom Brady is not the GOAT, how he's not the greatest of all time. Now, as a Giants fan, as someone who works for the Jets, Tom Brady is 100% the GOAT, and Harry Carson was like, without a doubt, you could say that he just makes everyone around him better. And, you know, he takes veterans and old guys that are 35 plus and makes them look like superstars again. He makes himself look like that. He teaches the younger guys and makes the younger guys look like that. And it just shows that, you know, a lot of the things going to this year is Belichick, you know, going to be okay without him? Is he going to be without Belichick? And it just shows that he just enhances everyone around him, and he just you know, gets his team there. I mean, he had three turnovers in that game with Green Bay, which is something you usually can't do, but he somehow always finds a way to win. Now, a lot of people will say it's the refs, you know, they love him and they get away with stuff and stuff like that. But if Rodgers would have just ran that ball in the corner at the end, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. It would have been so close. But, you know, Tampa Bay wouldn't, I could say this right now, Tampa Bay wouldn't be there without Tom Brady. And Mahomes, I mean, the Chiefs are just still good from last year. They're just riding a high. Mahomes with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, like, they just have all that rapport. They're definitely not as good as I think they're not as good as they were last year, to be honest with you. Wow. There's a lot of flaws, and I think there's been some wear and tear that they're fighting through right now, probably coming at the worst time going into the Super Bowl. So it's absolutely a quarterback matchup, but in my mind, I don't know right now. I can see it on paper, but I don't know now why the Chiefs are favored. I think TB12, you just can't sleep on him. You can't sleep on Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's crazy. And correct me if I'm wrong. I believe this is his 10th Super Bowl appearance. Is that correct? I think it's
Yeah, absolutely.
And I believe, not to say there is a home field advantage, but this is like the first time we've had anything like that where they will be playing at that stadium. Correct me if I'm wrong. So there's some other factors going into this. We talk about the quarterback.
And that's because of COVID, by the way. It was supposed to be in because the Rams and Chargers' new stadium. And then next year was supposed to be Vegas because we got two new stadiums that got involved this year. So you automatically get a Super Bowl. And because of COVID, they had to switch it to an outdoor arena that would be warm enough. And they went with Tampa. So that, you know, again, you know, Tom Brady just can't get any more lucky.
Yeah. I mean,
a stadium that he's played in all season, he's going to get to play the Super Bowl in.
Yeah. Man, it doesn't matter
with him because he's used to playing in the cold.
Yeah,
I think the real question is, are they going to fire the cannons when Bucks score like they do in home games? Because I don't think they would do that if it wasn't Bucks.
I think the idea is that even though it's not, it's the Super Bowl, so it is a neutral playing field. But that's a great question.
Supposed to be.
Right. Maybe, and they, I fire think him for is going to be there, too. So that should be very interesting. But, you know, Trevor, you talked about this a little bit, and obviously we're talking about the quarterback matchup, but where do you think these teams might have edges in other factors? Is it the Bucks defense? Is it a particular running back? Like, where is the edge in this game? Tim, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah. So, I mean, the Bucks defense, if you're just giving, like, you know, putting them side by side, you know, offense, defense, special teams, all that stuff, and you're going checklist, who's better, you know, in this spot, Bucks defense overall has been playing better. That, you know, front seven's been great. White's been amazing for Tampa Bay. There's been a little bit of a JPP resurgence. I don't know, the last couple of games I've been watching. And, like, he's getting after it. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets in that backfield a few times and, you know, gets a couple sacks. He's my dark horse for MVP. For some reason, you know, I feel like he might go out there, get three sacks, and one's like a sack fumble or something. But, yeah, I would say that defensively, you give the edge to Tampa Bay. But offensively, overall, you give the edge to the Chiefs. So, I mean, you know, who's going to bend? Who's going to break? You know, it's going to be it should be a good game. And I mean, any of the matchups out of the final four would have been fantastic games.
Yeah.
But this overall, you know, it's got all the stories you want a Super Bowl to have. It's got the star power. It should be relatively high scoring, but the last time we said that, we had a very, very low scoring game with New England and the Rams. I think that was about, what was that, two Super Bowls ago? Yeah.
It was boring to watch.
I remember this one.
Like, oh, come on.
This one shouldn't be the case. This one should be relatively high flying, and you know, it's gonna be good. But I mean, I'm gonna give the edge defensively to the Bucks, but you know, offensively, the edge goes to the Chiefs because they're so quick and they can beat you in so many ways. And you know, it should be a great game.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be a lot of fun. Like, I have no rooting interest in either of the teams, obviously being a Giants guy, like, you know, Brady is the villain, but you know, not for personal or outside of the, you know, game kind of stuff, you know, which is more important. So I have no rooting interest in this really, but the matchup seems like a lot of fun. Trevor, any X factors for you in this one?
Nothing specific. Let's just 10th Super Bowl appearance, right? And just Tom Brady watching all the time. The thing that I know it sounds like I'm being the biggest Brady fan with everything that I just said on my little rant before, but I think because now, listen, I was a Giants fan, so like we beat him. So like that was like Eli's greatest accomplishments.
Heck yeah.
Working for the Jets, you hate him that way too. And I was mad at him that he let Nick Foles beat him. So that way, like, you know, now we have the Eagles fans on my back. Like, oh, we were able to do it too. Yeah. How does Tom Brady lose the Super Bowl? That's what you got to look at right there. How does Tom Brady lose any game? Like there is a chink in the armor. We all know what it is. You have to get to him. All right.
Up the middle.
Yeah.
You just got to get to him. If you don't get to him, he may not make the farthest throw, but you give that man more than 3 seconds and he's going to complete the pass because he gets flustered when he gets hit. He does not like to be hit. So it's not really like, okay, I have to cover Mike Evans. Okay, I have to make sure Antonio Brown's not going deep, and all those other factors. You have to get to Tom Brady. It's very simple. How you're going to win this Super Bowl is you have to get to Tom Brady. That's it. Yeah. Point blank, that's all the Chiefs defense has to do is just get to him. Because you can go one-on-one, I think, with some of these other guys and be fine. But if you give him time, even on a scramble, he's going to find them. So that's, I think, the X factor. That's the way the Chiefs are going to win this. Because the offense is going to do their job. The offense is going to go out on the field and score, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown, 5 out of the 6 times. Now, like Tim said, the defense for the Bucs is playing very well right now. Very well. But, like, there's more with the scrambling of Mahomes. It's not just Mahomes. Tyreek Hill is a beast. Kelsey's a beast. You have to worry about all those other factors. So,
yeah,
it's going to be tougher on them to start. There's one goal here. It's to get to Tom Brady. You get to Tom Brady, you beat him. That's it. So yeah, X factor, I think, is can the Chiefs do that? Because I think that's the way that they win the game easily. Like, that's just the overall plan.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, if the way to really like keep a high flying offense off the field is to run the ball. So I'm interested to see if the Bucks come out and try to hang and like actively try to, you know, be in a shootout with the Chiefs, or if they really come out and try to pound the rock, because, you know, they've been running the ball pretty well. Fournette looked like a completely different Fournette than we're used to the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, if they can get this running game going and keep, you know, Mahomes and company off the field, you know, if it comes down to the last drive or two and Brady's got the ball, you know, he's got all the experience in the world. I trust him to put it in the end zone.
But it also, what you just said, you know, Fournette looks like a different person. It kind of just goes back to what I'm saying a little bit in the fact of Tom Brady makes everyone better, whether he's a veteran or a young guy. I really can't remember who was the wide receiver that won a Super Bowl with him. He went to Monmouth in Jersey.
Miles Austin.
It wasn't Miles Austin. There was another one.
I'm with you too.
But long and the short of it, there's two former Patriots that went on. They're both on the Jets now, and they both
Hogan.
Yeah,
was that it?
That's Chris Hogan or something. Chris Hogan. Yeah, yeah. So
wow,
he is an average. Like, you know, he didn't play big college ball. He played for Monmouth, got into the NFL, and he caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl. He has a Super Bowl ring, and that's how he's gonna, you know, go for the rest of his life. And that young guy, now he's been he got on the Jets. You don't even hear from him anymore. Mainly because he got hurt, but he wasn't, you know, anything to write home about. Now you look at Fournette, he's an older guy, but his career kind of got revamped. Tom Brady is just, he's that thing that just makes everyone a little bit better. He surrounds himself with the right people. And like what it comes down to is he's never been the highest paid quarterback, you know, because he takes the cut. So that way he has the right people around him that enhances him. And he will be the highest paid quarterback because he's going to play till he's 92.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, Russell Wilson, he won a Super Bowl and he cashed in, but that limited the Seahawks to putting people around him that so yeah. he can get back to that goal again, which is amazing to me why some of these other quarterbacks don't think that way, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It's something that's also interesting to me that I want to bring up.
Sure.
Because I'm sorry, my brain's all over the place. Le'Veon Bell going from the Jets now and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, a former Steeler, and then Antonio Brown, who is also a problem child for the Steelers, going back to the Super Bowl now, and both have made impacts. Now, Antonio Brown, I think, a little bit more of an impact in a short sense because he's caught some touchdowns, and, you know, there's a revolving door of running backs. I know Le'Veon didn't play last week, but they're both going to be active for this game. So it's kind of interesting to see that some of these guys that were problem childs that were looking like they were going a spiraling down in their careers kind of getting revamped on the two new teams that they're with and going to the Super Bowl. So again, it's because of both quarterbacks.
Great, really great points. You guys really knocked it out of the park or hit it right through the uprights, I should say, for this one. But you guys are
speaking of uprights.
Oh, there it is. Go ahead.
Speaking of uprights, if we're giving edges, the Kansas City kicker is way, 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 way better than Tampa's kicker. And if it hinges on a Tampa Bay field goal, I expect him to miss.
As long as it's not like a Rockettes concert, nothing but kicks. But we'll see what happens. Hey, practicing for commentary over here. But I think you guys knocked it out of the park, like I said earlier. And Trevor, I get what you're saying. Like for Tom Brady, it's like they say, and get him to the Greek. It's a hateful respect. It's a hateful respect. So I totally get that.
We're to the point where you have to realize you are watching the greatest quarterback of all time.
I can't say it, though.
I'm not wrong. No, because, you know, people bring up Terry Bradshaw. People bring up, Joe Montana and everything. But it's the amount of playoff games he's been to, the amount of Super Bowls he's been to, the amount of times he's won and he's proven. Like, you just – and I know you're going to say the players were different back then and this, that, and he's – no, it's just in every aspect.
I can't argue.
Yeah.
I can't argue with you. I want to, but I can't argue.
I want to, too. It took me a while to say it.
It's a hateful respect, but yeah, we'll see what happens. And guys, before we get out of here, let's go. Who's winning this game? And if you guys want to throw a final score in there, you certainly can. But Tim, I'll throw it to you first.
I'm gonna go Chiefs. We'll go 34-27 Chiefs with a late touchdown. I'll say Mahomes to. I'll say Mahomes to Miko Hardman late.
Hardman.
And Tom Brady brings him down, tries to throw a touchdown, throws a pick to end the game.
Very descriptive. I like that, man. Yeah, Hardman, very underrated. I think he's great. He might be a good fantasy play moving forward. We'll save that for the next show, though. Trevor,
Boomer bust.
I'm gonna go a little bit more overall with you guys. I got a lot of things going on in my head with this because, sure. You know, this is we're in 2021 and it's more than just a score to me. Like the gambling's out there. Everyone can do it now from home and everything. So who do I think is going to win this game? Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, I think, is going to win this game. I think for the lines right now, they haven't shifted that much. Currently, we're a week out. Plus 150 for the Bucs on the money line, negative 175 on the Chiefs. Like the Chiefs are the safer play, definitely. But I just heart of hearts. I mean, the guy's only lost it 3 times and he's been there 10 times,
yeah.
You know, or this is going to be his 10th.
I would argue that the other teams he faced lost it a couple times too. They should have ran it at the goal line and, Atlanta doesn't know how to manage the clock.
Wow. We're back. That's all. There.
That was sung a little bit right there.
I'm sorry.
No, but it's good. But like I'm going with Tampa Bay and I think that. It's just for some reason in my head, I'm going 23-20.
It's 23-20.
I'm going 23-20. I think a lot of things are going to happen. I think there will be more turnovers by the Bucks, but I think there's just going to be, for some reason, like I feel like there's always going to be terrible field situation for the Chiefs and they're going to get to like the 20 and then somehow JPP will stop them, you know, or something like that. So they have to kick the field goal.
So I think JPP MVP pick.
Yeah, the line also on the spread, it's -3.5. So I think it's going to be that close of a game. So if you want to go with the Chiefs on the spread, you're more in line to do so. If you want to look at individual players, I think you're not going to win a lot of money, but Tyreek Hill and Kelce are safe bets. You'll cash in big if Bell runs in, but that's like that's your cash bet. But if you want some free money, if you want to take your $5 and make it $8, put it on Tyreek Hill, put it on Kelce. That's just easy, I feel like, because that might be the two touchdowns right there. Something that I would go with where you're going to make money, 1 yard line and Tom Brady jumps in. I think it's +600 right now. Tom Brady scoring a touchdown, which he's done easily a million times before on the goal line, is just that he dives in and stretches out forward. And then you get that stupid graphic from Fox. So and I know it's on CBS this year, but I don't know. I really still, after a whole football season, I'm not sure if I love those graphics that they used of like the cartoon characters of everyone, you know, where they all look like they're on steroids and jacked up. But like, you know, and honestly, something I also think you should look out for. And again, throw some little money on it, because I think you're gonna make more money betting on the Bucks if things happen, you know. Don't sleep on Gronkowski. I think everyone's going to be looking at Mike Evans, Godwin, Brown, Fournette now, that like a little pop out route, because it's going to be the last time. It's going to be the last time these two are playing together, because I don't think Gronk could pull out another season. And since the beginning of this year, where they made that stupid TikTok of "we ain't going nowhere," and then they did it again going to the Super Bowl, he would love to get Gronk a touchdown, and Brady knows it. It's all in his head. So you can make a little money on some of these wild bets. I think more money can be made with Tampa Bay. If you want to get a little saucy, like if you really don't care about the game, I'd go with Gronk and Brady on that side. Easy money is definitely Hill and Kelce on the other side. And but I think Tampa Bay wins this one by a field goal.
Yeah, the field goal comes into play again. Very well said and very in-depth, Trevor. I very much appreciate it. And guys, before we get out of here, thank you so much for taking the time, Trevor. I know you're very busy with work and being a dad. So happy for you. I very much appreciate it. Tell everyone where they can follow you on socials real quick.
I'll go first. BTG Trevor on Twitter. You can find me at BTG Trevor on Instagram as well. And I have a page that I put all my work stuff on, interviews, stuff like that, facebook.com/TrevorTheProducer.
I'm a fan of that page. I love that page. Tim, you got anything to plug before we get out of here, bro?
No, you can find me in the club, bottle full, but I'm sorry, I won't go there.
No, please go on. I'm listening.
No, that's okay. Nothing to plug. All good. Once again, congratulations to you, Bob, man. You deserve everything that you've gotten from this and more and beyond. BCP 200. Everybody out there, make sure that you are donating. It's to a great cause, and you've put a lot of work into this, and you're seeing the rewards. So congratulations on all this.
Hey, and you guys are big pillars of this. You guys are A+ players in my book and part of the BCP crew. So thank you guys for making the time. And guys, let's get out of here, and we'll throw it over to our good friend, Mr. Charles Lurita from Charles Lurita and the Mischief.
Hey everybody, my name's Charles Lurita. I'm the frontman and mascot of my original funk group, Charles Lurita and the Mischief. We are down here right now in the Rat Cave. When I say we, I mean myself and also you guys at home watching. This is where we film the Mischief Studio Series, which we have another new episode coming out really soon, hopefully before the end of this month. We also do the Drop the Beat podcast from down here as well. This is our set that we use. I'm also currently writing a brand new album, so I've been a little busy down here with all of my guitars, amps, skulls, and bones, and various pop culture pieces hanging on the walls. But we're not really here to talk about myself, even though I kind of did just talk about myself. We are here because it is the Bob Culture Podcast 200th episode. Bob, man, dude, first and foremost, what an awesome milestone that is. I am incredibly proud of you. I think that's just, it's phenomenal. I remember when it was your 100th episode, and like that was a huge deal. But now this is like twice as huge of a deal, you know? And I can't wait till we get to 300, 400, 500. Let's skip a whole bunch, get to 1,000. It's going to be amazing. You know, so rightfully deserved that you've been doing it for this long with such a great following. You are just an awesome, genuine, down-to-earth human being. I'm not here to stroke your ego, but I'm going to do it a little bit. You know, I'm a little bit biased, as you know. I'm so just thankful that you asked me to play here and do this kind of thing. So I wanted, before we started this, I had this really cool little piece of tech here, and I want to see if this guy will work. So let's check this out real quick. Oh, look at that. I am I'm very proud of that. I think it looks pretty damn good. I just am so excited to keep seeing you and your podcast grow in every possible direction and way. I've been on quite a few episodes as well, which I've always been completely humbled for. So thank you again, Bob Man. I'm going to do a song for you guys watching at home and for Bob Man especially. This one he and I hold very near and dear to our hearts. So Bob Man, this is for you. So congratulations on 200. Let's do some Spice Girls, man. You knew it was coming. Well, baby, I'm giving you everything all that joy can bring. Yes, I swear. And with all that I want from you is a promise you'll be there. Well, last time, oh, that we had this conversation, I decided we should be friends, yeah. But now, oh, we're going round in circles. Tell me, will this deja vu never end? Well, now you tell me you're falling in love. Well, I never ever thought that could be he. Now this time, you gotta take it easy, throwing far too much emotions at me. But any this trying, you gotta make me understand. Cause my baby, I've given you everything, all that joy can bring. Yes, I swear. And all that I want from you is a promise you'll be there. Now if you put two and two together, you will see what our friendship is for. Now if you cannot work this equation, then I guess I'll have to show you the door. There is no need to say you love me. It will be better left unsaid. Cause my baby, I've given you everything, all that joy can bring. Yes, I swear. And with all that I want from you is a promise you'll be there. No need to say you love me. It will be better left unsaid. Now, babe, I give you everything in this, I swear. Just promise you'll always be there. Cause I've given you everything, all that joy can bring. I swear. And with all that I want from you, I promised you be there. Thank you guys so much for watching my little clip here. Bob Man, once again, congratulations, my friend. Rightfully earned and deserved.
All right, guys, of course, you know that's my dude, Charles Larita, the godfather of alternative funk himself. Thank you, Charles, as always, for being a part of BCP, a huge part of BCP. You're back at BCP 100, like you said. You're back for 200. And, of course, playing one of my all-time favorites, Say You'll Be There, because he will always be there, by the Spice Girls. But thank you, Charles. What a great performance. Everyone, just follow Charles on social media. He is the man, the myth, the legend. Thank you so much for that. And guys, just real quick, donate. Again, the link is in the description. We do have some random giveaways for a few people that do donate to the cause for Feeding America. This is what it's all about. What do we got over here, Nooner?
Let's pull up a couple. We got the one Billy gun.
Yes. And thank you to everyone who donated some of these great things. There's another one. Yeah. There you go. We got everything. What else we got, Nooner?
We got the Gladiator of the Geeks.
Oh, now.
Riley Shepard.
I got to shout out Riley.
Our BC favorite. BCP
favorite.
Squirtle.
Awkward Squirtle friend. Shout out to Riley who donated a couple 8x10s, a couple pins that are really cool, a couple trading cards for some lucky winners. So thank you, Riley, very, very much. What else we got, Nooner?
We got Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart.
Mouth of the South. Do I got any more over here?
Baby!
There.
That was awesome. Of course.
ECW, former ECW champion, Shane Douglas.
Love it. Certified as well. Tatanka, there you go. Autograph you guys can win if you donate, if you were randomly selected. Of course, Doink the Clown, another WWE throwback. So lots more prizes. We also have books. Shout out to our friend Marissa Cohen for donating some of her books. She does some great work as well. So just thank you to everyone who donated. Again, I'm not going to list everyone's names, but just thank you. We'd be here all day long. But thank you. It's really cool just seeing not only the support for us, but the support for the cause and just everyone coming together. You know, I feel like if anyone does have a platform these days, you got to use it for the greater good, especially these days, man. Absolutely. All right, guys. But right now, let's throw it back to our friend, is Kathleen L. with another song.
So this last song that I'm going to play for you guys is called All to You, and it's a song that I wrote for my mom my senior year of high school. I was a little bit of a mess at the time and applying for schools and stuff, and just wanted to thank her for all that she had done for me my entire life, but that year specifically, and it still rings true to this day. I know that it's one of Bob's favorite songs. So this one is All to You, and again, you can find this one on all streaming platforms and on YouTube. There's a video of all pictures of me growing up and stuff. But yeah, if you like any of my original music or want to find out more, I go live 3 times a week on Twitch, Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at around 7:15. If you just look up Kathleen L or go to KathleenL.com, you can find out all that information there too. Thank you again so much, Bob, for asking me to be a part of this. Congrats on your 200th show, and this one is all to you. So thank you, and I hope you like it. Had my back from day one. You love me more than anyone else under the sun. And I know I have not made it easy. You're my rock, you're my shoulder to cry on. You're the one who's helped me to become the very best that I can be. And I gotta give it all to you. After all I put you through, I know I can drive you crazy, but I'm always gonna be your baby. And I don't know where I'd be without you watching over me. So thank you for all you do. Yeah, I gotta give it all to you. Been there when the going got rough, to pick me up and to dust me off, and let me know everything will be alright. You're the reason I'm able to follow my dream. You're my number one fan, you're my A-team, and somehow you're always right. And I gotta give it all to you. After all I put you through, I know I can drive you crazy, but I'm always gonna be your baby. And I don't know where I'd be without you watching over me. So thank you for all you do. Cause through the good and the bad, the happy and sad, you've been right here by my side. And that's why I gotta give it all to you. After all I put you through, I know I can drive you crazy. I'm always gonna be your baby, and I don't know where I'd be without you watching over me. So thank you for all you do. I gotta give it all to you.
after all I put you through. I know I can drive you crazy, but I'm always gonna be your baby. And I don't know where I'd be without you watching over me. So thank you for all you do. Yeah, I gotta give it all to you.
Hey guys, we're here to give our picks for the Royal Rumble. Go for it, Belle.
Okay, so we have the Men's Royal Rumble. I think The Fiend is going to come out as the surprise contestant, and then I think he's going to win the Royal Rumble.
You heard it here. If it happens, you heard it from her.
Yeah.
All right. And then the Women's Royal Rumble.
I think Alexa Bliss is going to come out. I think she's going to win the Rumble. Of course, she's already entered in the competition, but I think she's gonna win, and I think her and the Fiend are both gonna win the titles, which I'll come more into when we get to the other match. But that is what I think.
They're gonna become the new
power couple.
All right, and what's the other matches?
Okay, the other match is the Universal Championship match: Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens, Last Man Standing.
Roman Reigns. I don't care. Kevin Owens. Roman Reigns. What do you think?
We have seen this match a million times before.
Yeah, we're kind of tired of it.
But this time, I think, but I think I'm going to give it to Kevin Owens.
No, Kevin Owens! All right, what's next? I don't want to hear anything when it's not about Roman Reigns.
WWE Championship match, Drew McIntyre versus Goldberg.
This is a tough one, because Goldberg is freaking awesome. But Drew McIntyre just got the title.
Take a choice.
I don't think they're gonna take it from Drew. I love Goldberg and he's freaking phenomenal. I don't know if they're not gonna take it from Drew, if something's gonna happen, because you would think they would want Goldberg to win, but I'm sticking with Drew.
Okay, I don't think Drew McIntyre's gonna win. I think he's gonna lose because I think with the whole Goldberg and the Fiend rivalry, I think they're going to give it to Goldberg. The Fiend's going to win the Rumble.
And then it'll be
the ultimate revenge for the Fiend to win the title from Goldberg. Bam. You heard it here first.
And what's the last one?
And last one is the women's tag team match, Asuka and Charlotte, which are the champions, and Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler.
It better be Asuka and Charlotte, because we freaking hate Shayna Baszler! All right, guys. Watch the show.
And about the Super Bowl picks. You guys can go have fun with that.
We don't care about football. Love you guys.
Bye.
Peace out.
Hey, Bob, it's Billy. Titan Championship Wrestling, Goddesses of War Wrestling. The entire Titan family wants to congratulate you on your 200th podcast episode. We think it's incredible. And even more so incredible is the fundraising that you're doing for Feeding America. It's an unbelievable thing. The podcast, Bob Culture Podcast, is incredible. We're super excited for it. And, hey, thank you for being a part of our family. Thank you for being a part of our team. We'll be seeing you.
What is up, BCP Universe? And I hope you're all having a wonderful time at BCP 200, where we are donating money to Feeding America, which is a charity to donate money to people who are less fortunate and need help supplying food for their family and loved ones. So make sure to donate. And I'm here because I am going to give you my Royal Rumble predictions and my Super Bowl predictions. But first, if you don't know who I am, I'm Kimmy Sokol, as seen on Kimmy Talks Wrestling and also seen on the BCP Tube Predict New Year Smash, which I have to admit, I was right on a lot of my predictions, even though I got shamed out at Kyle. But regardless, make sure to follow my YouTube channel at Kimmy Talks Wrestling, Twitter at Kimmy underscore WWE, and on Instagram at Kimmy Talks Wrestling. But for the moment of truth, for the Men's Royal Rumble, I am going with the King of Strong style to do it twice. Shinsuke Nakamura has been looking so strong on SmackDown as of late that it makes the perfect sense, and he's technically already feuding with the Bloodline. For the Raw side, however, if she does not win the Raw Championship at Monday Night Raw, I am going with Alexa Bliss. She needs to be the one to dethrone Asuka on a much bigger stage than a silly Monday Night Raw. So I am going with this fiendish-like Alexa Bliss. And of course, with our Super Bowl, we have Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm going with Patrick Mahomes to take it home 2 years in a row. That's right, I'm going with the Chiefs. Now, enough from me. Back to the broadcast.
Congratulations, Rob Williams and the entire BCP for 200 episodes of the Bob Culture Podcast. We are so happy for you guys, and we're also happy that you're part of the Titan and Goddess family. Congratulations, you guys.
Hey, guys, how you doing? It's Derek Gamble, host and producer of Rap and Wrestle and the host and producer of Wrestling IQ 101. There's a lot of excitement going on in these upcoming weeks. Upcoming, we have the Royal Rumble, which is the road to WrestleMania. My picks to win it all for the women, I'm going Bianca Belair. That Bianca Belair is a straight box office, and she's definitely going to be a big star. On the men's side, I'm going Daniel Bryan, who I believe is going to be in the Royal Rumble the longest out of anybody in this match. And if not Daniel Bryan, I'm going to go with Edge on this one, making his return. And then we also have coming up, we have Super Bowl 55. We have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a tough one. No, it's not. I'm going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's been a long time since that has happened, and the GOAT is going to take us to the promised land. We're going to get our second Super Bowl. Besides that, though, talking about big things, we got BCP 200. The guys at Bob Culture Podcast have been doing an amazing job, and they're going to continue to do an amazing job. I'm so happy for you guys with your 200th episode, raising money for Feeding America. You guys are just amazing. You're stellar, and I look forward to many, many more episodes, and I wish you guys the best of luck.
Hey, y'all, this is Stephanie Hardy from the Hardy Wrestling Podcast, and I want to send a special shout-out and congratulations to the Bob Culture Podcast in their 200th episode for Feeding America. It's an amazing thing that's going on right now with you, so definitely congratulations. If you want to check me out and anything else that I'm doing, you can listen to the Hardy Wrestling Podcast on Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and on the Anchor app, and you can follow me on Instagram at Hardy Wrestling Podcast and on Twitter at Hardy Wrestle Pod. See you later.
Hey guys, this is Case Cattell, and I wanted to give a huge shout out to the Bob Culture Podcast for having their 200th episode today. Wow, absolutely incredible. Congratulations, guys. Thank you for all that you do for the wrestling community, and thank you for donating and dedicating your 200th episode to Feeding America. Absolutely incredible. Thank you for all that you do, and to 200 more.
All right, guys, let's take it home here. Thank you for everyone who shared the stream. Thank you to everyone who donated. Again, guys, you can still keep donating, even $1, $5, whatever you can pitch in. It really, really does. It's all what it's all about, Feeding America. Thank you guys for doing this. Thank you for the time. Thank you to all the artists. I know the thank yous keep coming. All the bands, all the promoters, yes, for coming together for BCP 200. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for sharing the stream. Thank you for donating. Thank you for supporting the BCP over all these years. Thank you to our senior staff, the BCP guys since day one that have been here. All the bands that have come on over the years, all the wrestlers, all the goddesses, all the promoters. I'm sure I'm forgetting so many people, but just everyone who supports us, all the families, all the fans, and everyone, just thank you for tuning in, watching, and donating to great cause. So I think that's it. Good brother, what do you think? Should we get out of here?
Yeah, I think so.
It's time. It's been a long stream. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And before we get out of here, you know, like I always say, stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We're going to throw it out to our good friends, Backyard Superheroes.
I miss the crowds, I miss the stage, I want to scream it all the way. If truth be told, it's getting old, take it day by day. I miss the noise, I miss the drive, can't wait for this to end. Yeah, most of all, I miss my fucking friends. I've been stuck inside my mind. I just say I all. I miss my fucking friends. I just wanna make a sound. Doesn't even have to be too loud. But the world is upside down. And I'm an extra for you, know. I just love to up and go. Pack my bags and hit the road. Yeah, I miss the crowds, I miss the stage. I wanna scream it all away. If truth be told, it's getting old. Take it day by day. Crowds, I miss the stage, I wanna scream it all away. If truth be told, it's getting old. Take it day by day. I miss the noise, I miss.